For Mother's Day, David Foster's A Mother's Heart. That was William Joseph on piano. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kadrioka. Well, there is no doubt as to the richness the TSO's regular concerts add to life in Toronto, but the TSO contributes to our community in countless other ways, and there are those beyond the orchestra who give of their time and resources to make sure the TSO remains a vital part of our community. One such person is my guest tonight, the chair of the TSO's board of directors, Tom Smee, just finishing his first year in this role, and he joins me now. Tom Smee, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Now, you come to the TSO knowing the orchestral world from the inside. Tell us a bit about your musical background.
Yeah, well, like the over 30,000 kids who come to our school concerts, growing up in Calgary, I went to one of those school concerts and saw an orchestra for the very first time, and I was kind of interested. When I came time to join the music program at school, I picked a trombone and then went on to study music and actually got a job as the second trombone player in the Calgary Philharmonic in my hometown. So it was really thrilling. But then after 5 years, and I was sort of 25, and I was thinking, okay, I love this and I love doing it, but do I want to explore other things? So I decided to make a switch and went off to law school and decided that my passion for music would always be an avocation, not a vocation.
And now it's all coming together as the chair of the board of the TSO. Tell us about your journey with the TSO.
Yeah, so it's my world's coming together. So when we arrived in 1982 and Sir Andrew Davis was the music director, and very exciting times, just went into Roy Thomson Hall.
Right, had just been built.
Yeah, and then over the years, went to more and more concerts and then gradually started donating and so on. When a friend was leaving the board, he recommended me. And so I joined the board about 8 years ago, I think. And that's when I really felt like my worlds were coming together.
Can you talk about the various facets or ways in which the orchestra is growing?
Yes. It's really been about elevating everything and constantly keeping that feeling of the upward trajectory and energy. And so that's led to things like the Juno nomination and win, which I was privileged to go to and witness just a few months ago.
Right, for the Messe and Turin Galila recording.
Yes. And I think what came through that recording and why it was so compelling was that you got that energy that the orchestra and Gustavo are creating. It's not just expert. Of course, it's unbelievably expert, but it's deeply moving and exciting. And you can't help but pick up on that.
As you look ahead to 2025-26 and beyond, what role do you see the TSO playing in Toronto?
Well, we've always been connected to our city, but our goal is to really have even deeper connections. Of course, we play these great concerts at Roy Thomson Hall, but we're trying to get out more. We're performing more concerts up in North York next year. And as well, we're letting people become more and more aware of our community work. You know, we don't just do the school concerts and the young people's concerts and other things like that, but we've been doing a great program with CAMH. And it is, I almost tear up every time I talk about it because it's so impactful. It's very small and intimate because basically TSO musicians and a composer, staff, and a small group of patients get together and talk about the role of music in their life and the impact of it. They talk about music and kind of co-create a musical piece, you know, working with the composer and the musicians who are participating. And then they arrange it for a small group, play it for the actual community at CAMH, and then the composer goes away, orchestrates it, performs it. They can come to the hall and the whole city gets to celebrate this piece and to hear the whole thing orchestrated. It's just really remarkable.
That's the Art of Healing program.
Yes, the Art of Healing program. It's just amazing. Super impactful.
Can you speak about how the general public can get involved in the great work that the TSO is doing?
Yes, of course. We are well known for the concerts and we welcome more and more people. But really, the great things that we're able to do are from philanthropy and generous people who share our passion and want to become supporters.
So you're running a spring campaign to support these amazing programs. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yes, we do this every year, but it's really great now because of the super energy that's going on around the symphony. We're wanting to have a campaign that will draw in more and more people. And it's not about the amount of money or anything, you know. It's all about engaging and giving whatever you can to do that. My journey was like that. You know, I remember my first donation to the symphony back when I was much younger was $50, you know. And then it started a journey where, you know, my passion for the organization and then becoming part of it and feeling a sense of belonging, I gradually grew and grew. So we want more and more people to join us on that journey and to help us keep these amazing things going as we go forward.
So it gave you a sense of belonging to the orchestra with that first $50 donation.
Yes, yes. And that's what I think it's all about. You come to the concerts and you feel that warmth. They feel the energy from the amazing musicians and artists we have, the welcoming staff, the communing with other people. You know, there's no politics in a concert. Your personal history, it doesn't matter, young, old, everywhere in between, it's all for us. And so you develop this incredible sense of belonging and kinship with the orchestra.
Well, the spring donation campaign is called Our City, Our Symphony, Your TSO. And you can find out more at tso.ca/support. Well, Thomas May, it's been a pleasure to meet you. And thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That was TSO Board of Directors Chair Tom Smee. As he mentioned, there is more to the TSO than what you see at Roy Thompson Hall. As a charitable organization that invests in music education, community outreach, and making orchestral music accessible across Toronto, they're making a huge difference in the lives of Torontonians and beyond. And you can be part of it by donating to their spring campaign in support of these programs. Every donation helps to sustain and expand this vital work. So if you believe in the power of music to strengthen our city, consider donating to the TSO at tso.ca/donate. And now here's a little musical donation to my guest tonight, one of his favorite works, the Symphony No. 2 by Johannes Brahms.